We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, everyone. I am Teresa.
And I'm Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. How you doing today?
Hey, good. I have to tell you, I was looking outside today and last fall. So there was this deal. You either got like 100 tulips or you got 1,000 tulips. And the price was only $20 different. Well, I knew I needed more than 100. So I'm not kidding. I got a box of 1,000 purple tulips.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
I know, it's ridiculous. And so last fall I was in my boot because I just had surgery and I'm tromping down there with Chuck and God bless him. He was down on his hands and knees. He planted hundreds of tulips for me and the bulbs, they're starting to come out of the ground. So I'm yay, spring is around the corner.
Sure it is. The birds are coming out. The squirrels are coming out. People are coming out. I mean, it's been kind of nice. We actually took a trip yesterday to Michigan, to New Buffalo, Michigan, and walked around and went to a couple breweries and really had a great day. It was a beautiful day out yesterday.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Oh, I love it. So, yeah, which Charlie, we were doing like sciences about birds and the spring. And so I didn't go outside and Chuck had been out looking at the flowers. I'm like, do you think they're all hundreds and hundreds of them are going to come up? He's like, I think so. So I'm excited to see.
So 1,000 tulips?
Well, yeah, but we gave some away to our neighbors and anyone who would take them. We put as many in the ground as we could, but we'll see how it looks.
That's cool. It's going to be beautiful.
I hope. I love tulips. It reminds me of, I went to college at Ashland University, and every spring, the whole property is full of tulips, and I always loved it. So I thought, one day if I can do that, well, my wish might be coming true.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to post a picture of that on our page, on our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
That'd be really cool. Maybe you can make your own quote up and put it on the page.
Or I could supply the picture. And you can make a quote.
I love that. That's funny.
All right. Well, you're the quote girl. So today we're going to talk about visualization. A quick definition of visualization.
It is. It's like a tongue twister, isn't it?
It is. So the definition is real simple. It is to put in your mind a specific picture. So if you just think of what the word says, what it means, putting in your mind a specific picture. So what do you think, Teresa?
I've been kind of reading articles on this and listening to podcasts and such for a while now, because I think visualizations are something very cool. And I'm very intrigued by them.
You know, I like to read a little bit and there's so many TED Talks and podcasts. I mean, we really have so much information at our fingertips, but they're calling visualization like it could be your own superpower. I read that a lot.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree with that. I was looking at, actually this morning, I was listening to a couple things. It talked about visualization and how you're actually removing your conscious mind from all the hustles and bustles around you. When I start to learn more about visualizations, I really want to get more into these and do them, because I think it's an important thing for believing in yourself and your dreams.
Nice.
You know.
Well, we did post our vision boards on our website or our Facebook page. And we started talking about visualization a few weeks ago, and we posted the boards, and that's really what it is. I look at the board and it's like, well, those are my dreams. So mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
So I don't know. Say, like, I've always wanted to do a TED Talk.
Okay.
Okay. Did you know that about me?
I did not, but I'm, you know, I learn something every time we talk.
I don't know what it is, but TED Talk, I listen to it and I'm like, I could do a TED Talk. Like, I think it's cool. I think TED Talks are very interesting. And if you listeners out there have never actually listened or watched a TED Talk, because you could pull it up on your phone, you need to do it. They're 22 minute, like, quick talks about the subject. So, and I've always wanted to do that. I would have to pinpoint what I want to do it on, but I've always wanted to do one. So
that was going to be my question. What would you talk about?
You know what? I've done so many things in my life.
So very goal related, or being your best self, or reaching your dreams. This lines right up with that then.
You could achieve anything you want to achieve, something like that. But this is what I want to do. I want to start visualizing this. So in order to do that, what they say is you have to go into detail, all right? Because it's got to be vivid, very vivid thing. You really have to think about the specifics of what you want to do.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I do quotes, as you say, but I was going to say, well, I don't make them up. I look for them and I like to share those with you, but here it is. If you want to reach your goal, you must see reaching the goal in your mind before you actually arrive at your goal. So that was Zig Ziglar, but that just sums up everything you're talking about.
As much detail as you can go into fulfilling that dream, like in your visualization, is that what you're supposed to do? So this, like, even take, for instance, I want to live on a beach.
That's my husband wants to live on a beach. So let's go through this.
Well, let's talk about this then. You're supposed to think about the smells of the beach. Think of yourself on the beach. What are you smelling? What are you hearing? You know, feeling the sand, palm trees swaying back and forth in the breeze, the ocean waves crashing ashore. All of that should be in your visualization. So you can see yourself actually living there in a chair on the beach in the morning.
Do you know what I learned? Your brain does not know the difference between what actually happened in your life or what you have visualized. What? So what you just visualized, you're actually training your brain to have a different filter. So you're visualizing being in that place, where if I've been in that place, my brain wouldn't know the difference. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I know.
The brain is amazing.
So I think, to your point, that is why you would have to be so specific, you know, and so detailed in your visualization. I don't know. I'm just putting this together and on the spot. But by listening, you know, by knowing that about our brain, and then you saying how detailed you need to be, that makes sense.
Also, it's about the journey, not the destination always.
Gosh, I need to hear that every day.
You're putting yourself there. Like, for me to visualize myself on a stage doing a TED Talk, talking to people in the audience, them clapping, even to, like, to hold the remote.
Wow.
Turn to the next slide. To actually be there, you know, what you're wearing, what you're doing. It's a great thing. I don't know. I think more of us should be doing this.
And I'm not I've had this conversation before. I'm a generalizer and see the big picture. I have trouble with the details. You know, that's just how my brain works. So for you to even go, even to say holding a remote, I never would have thought about. Like, this would be hard for me, I guess, is what I'm saying, to really get down to those details. I think I would struggle with it. I don't think you would struggle with it.
It seems to me almost like a part of, like, a meditation almost. Yes, I know it's not meditation, because meditation, you're supposed to quiet your mind.
Yes, I thought that too. So I think I was on the same page.
Visualizations and affirmations, I think, go hand in hand as well.
Sure. This is almost like the more you see it, in your mind, the more you believe it, the more likely you are to do it. And I think that does go with affirmations very well.
I told you about, what's that comedian's name?
Jim Carrey.
Thanks. Yeah. I think of his name. I told you about him. He was on Oprah. He wrote himself like a $1 million check or even more, and always knew he would make that much money. Like, he had that check written out to himself in the wall, in his wallet. He always believed it. He dreamt it. He visualized it, and it came true. And I'm not saying all your visualizations are going to come true, but it's a step towards your future.
And tell me, you told me that there are several famous people who have spoken up about visualization. I know he's one. I think Tiger Woods might be another, or I could be making that up. But so you told me before about a specific study that was conducted on athletes, and they were looking to improve their, it was basketball, like shooting, or, you know, what was, that was cool.
I think I was listening to Dr. Dispenza, how they did a study that they had, I don't know, I'm just making part of this up because I don't remember it word for word, but they had like 20 people in the study, 10 people they had in a room, and the other 10 people on a basketball court. 10 people on the basketball court would actually shoot baskets. Okay. See how many they can make. The other 10 were in a room visualizing it.
Okay.
Just visualize sitting in a chair, visualizing themselves shooting the basket and making baskets. Then they went out and actually shot baskets.
Okay.
The group that was sitting there visualizing, they ended up making more baskets than the people that were actually out there practicing shooting baskets, because they were actually visualizing themselves do it.
Wow.
Do you ever watch like Olympic athletes? I was watching the other day, bobsledders were actually pretending they were on their sled going through the curves. Their bodies were turning and turning with the curves. So, I mean, and memorizing every curve on the course.
I think some of that too, obviously muscle memory and things like that, but it's the same idea. Like it's how your brain is working. It's encoding in your mind. I mean, again, are you visualizing it? Are you actually doing it? You wouldn't know the difference in your brain. So I'm just fascinated by that, learning that, you know, by going through it. A little bit of discovery and research and just looking, like, that's still mind blowing to me. I had no idea.
Let's turn this into autoimmune, okay, for a second here.
Right, obviously.
Okay, because I'm just thinking about this when you just said that. Visualizing yourself being well, walking better, improving your health.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see this? How can we use visualizations to possibly improve that? Because you, like you're saying, it's muscle memory, right?
Sure.
So you're visualizing yourself every day. You know, this practice has to be every day. This is not like, you know, if you feel like visualizing on New Year's Eve or, you know, on your birthday.
I actually did write down steps to visualizing effectively. And you're right. It takes daily action. That's number four. You're there.
Okay, good. Can you see that working for autoimmune disease?
Oh, yeah, actually, and I'll fill you in on a little bit of something that I learned. But so for those of you listening, Tressa's talked about the steps without knowing she's talking about the steps, but I'm just going to go through them. So number one, know what you want, plain and simple. You have to know what you want. Number two, describe your vision in any and every way possible. Like, writing it down is, of course, how most people would do that. And then you have to use detail and all of your emotions, smells and sounds and touches. And again, very similar to what you've already said. And then four, take daily action. And then five, have grit and perseverance, because of course it's not going to happen overnight. But, Tressa talked about the basketball players, the research has found that people who imagine themselves performing a task actually improve their performance. Plain and simple. Research has proven it, just like your basketball story. Visualization will make you improve your performance in whatever you're visualizing, if it is a task, of course.
And then here we go back to the one word that goes with affirmations too, is what? Do you remember that one word you have to what?
Believe.
Yep.
You just tried to trick me, but I'm on it.
No, you are on top of it today. But you have to believe. You have to believe in this.
Yeah.
That's the only way it's going to work.
Well, and there is an autoimmune side of this, and we do try to bring that into all of our podcasts because that's why we're here. It's not medically visualization, what I'm talking about. It's not medically recognized as a first line of treatment for diseases, but it absolutely can be helpful as an adjunct therapy. We know that one of the most important systems of the body that the mind can influence is the immune system. And there is, well, we know that stress can impact, and there's a lot of different things that can promote illness for us. So our mind and our body clearly is connected. Visualization can be helpful. And the science is psychoneuroimmunology is actually what the study of this is. Okay. And it is the study of the effect of the mind on health and resistance to disease. So it's a relatively new field, but people are putting this together. You know, the components of psychology, neurological, immunological, the research is pointing like that all of these things are interconnected, and the brain is connected to illness and stress. So it's, if you, again, psychoneuroimmunology, look it up. I didn't dive into it a whole lot, but it is really a thing. So what we're talking about is really a thing here.
Yeah, it is. That's why they say like meditation can be very helpful for cardiovascular disease.
Oh,
reduces stress. These things are coming to the forefront.
You know, this is something to think about. Had I not been doing the podcast with you, I'm a master prepared like nurse. So there are things that we've touched base on in school. And to add more to that, I'm a midwife. So midwifery, you know, we tend to think more of visualization and more. I mean, I've done this, guys. Like I've talked about this. I've helped patients through it. You know, visualizing having the kind of labor and delivery that you want. I've talked about this for years, but I've not really ever applied it to myself or autoimmune. And to sit here and think like, have I ever used visualization? Am I good at it? What have I done? I think I could do a lot better because there's not instances where, at least in the last 5 years of my life, where I've utilized it. And with my health, this is key. And I need to, this definitely needs to be kind of like on that to-do list type thing, one of the top things that I need to really focus on. This has to be one of them.
Yeah, I think we have to think of ourselves as athletes.
Oh, right. Nice.
When it comes to our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they have a dedication to their sport. And I think we have to think of our life more as a sport and be that athlete. And visualize becoming better, just everything, every aspect of your life. You know, visualizations are about your dreams. So, you know, you always want your dreams to come true, right?
Right.
So what a happy place.
Yes.
When you think about that, visualizing your dreams, there's nothing that sounds better than that.
And specifically, like detailed, smell, taste, sight, sound, all of it.
Like I said, I listened to some audio and some podcasts today. If you ever get a chance to listen to Brendon Bouchard, Bouchard, he's amazing. Went to a couple of his seminars with my sister, and we did a visualization after one of the seminars.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and he had us like floating above ourselves, kind of imagining ourselves as children, you know, watching ourselves.
Oh, wow.
In the end, everyone's crying. No, there's like 500 people in the room. It was amazing. I can't even explain it to you. Visualizations can actually just really improve your life.
Yeah, you sent that to me today, and I'm really excited to take a look at it to see what you're talking about. You're a little speechless about it, but you're never speechless. So it has to be powerful.
No, it is. It is.
Well, hopefully today we have given you something to think about, definitely gave me things to think about, and I'm excited, but to leave the listeners with this thing that I read, I guess, is all successful people use visualization techniques to see themselves achieving what they want to achieve before they really achieve it in real life.
I like that. Yeah, I really like that.
Right. So hopefully this will spark a little bit of thinking, at least in your mind and your life.
Or you're intrigued about it and you will look further into visualization.
No, that's perfect. I love the positivity that comes with this topic. I love how we can share that with others.
All right, everybody. We are glad you joined us today. We hope you have a fantastic week and be healthy.
Thank you for joining us for our podcast and take care.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.